Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Tigers dropped the second game of yesterday's 2 with the Pirates. Still took the series. John, a lot of baseball to talk about, but also a lot of not baseball to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yep, won another series. Chalk another one up. That's what AJ talked about yesterday. It's a winning series.
But you're aware of the fans that were ejected yesterday, right?
I am.
Yeah.
And we'll preface this conversation with, it has not been reported to our knowledge what either the fan said harassing in the bullpen or behind home plate.
Yeah, two separate incidents we're talking about here. One took place before the hour-long rain delay took place in the bullpen. The other one took place behind home plate near the end of the game. And I know some of you may not have stayed up, but we want to give you both stories and just kind of talk through what took place. Mm-hmm. The first involves Dennis Santana, relief pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He is seen on video, and this has gone viral. John Boy and Barstool and others have posted the video. It shows Dennis Santana leaping up and swinging at a fan. After the game, he said, "You guys know me and my temper. I'm a calm person. They crossed the line, and I'd like to leave it at that." He said, "It doesn't justify the actions, but it was too much." I wish he would just tell us what was said.
Yeah.
Because absent of knowing what was said, I would tell him, just shut up. Don't give that fan what he wants. Like, John, I look at it from the perspective of the fan. I win if you acknowledge the heckling.
Right.
As a player, I'm sure you were heckled plenty.
Oh, yeah, a ton. And you just never start the interaction. You don't acknowledge, especially if it's a negative interaction. You don't acknowledge even hearing it. You just keep doing what you're doing. You walk past, you walk to the locker room, you walk out on the field, you do whatever you're doing. We would be sitting there going over the pictures at that time. Right now they got video, but you're going over the pictures and you could hear people heckling you. Like, I mean, especially if you jumped off sides or if you gave up a sack, they're heckling you any way that they can to try and get a reaction.
A little rise.
Even if you just grin and they can see it, they know you hear them.
And now they're going to go more.
And now it just ramps things up. So my advice to Santana would be like, don't even have that. Don't even acknowledge that there are fans present.
Let alone swing at someone. And he acknowledged he shouldn't have done that.
Right. Because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, as I look at the video, there's a security individual standing right next to him.
Right.
And so there is a third party witness of what is being said. And if it crossed whatever line it was that he felt this is too far, then you just let security handle it. And you go back to warming up, or you go back to the dugout. You do whatever it is to remove yourself from the situation, but you don't take a swing.
Like, to be clear, there are things the fan could have said that would not be okay.
Right.
I don't know that he did any of those things. It looks like an athlete who lost his cool and swung on a fan, which is never going to be okay. And then after the rain delay, Tommy Pham is pointing behind home plate. Mm-hmm. He's like in the on deck area, and he's pointing behind home plate, and three fans get tossed. We don't know what they said. There was no swinging. Nobody, you know, was fighting through a net. But those fans were escorted out of the ballpark. We don't know what was said there. In terms of what the players talked about after the game, Tommy Pham did not want to talk about it. His quote, and this is from actually Will Birchfield, who was down at the ballpark. He said, "Hell nah," declined to comment. "I got people to see." Mm-hmm. Jake Rogers was asked about it because, well, he's right kind of in that real estate. Yep. Quote, "I'll let Tommy describe it if he wants to. It was crazy," he added. "It was kind of out of nowhere. It surprised me. I think it surprised all of us. Dexter," Kelly, the home plate umpire, "and O'Neill Cruz," who was the batter at the time. "I heard some yelling. I turned around and Tommy was in it with a fan." The question was, were the fans yelling at Pham or just yelling in general? Rogers said, quote, "just in general. I don't know if it was towards him or what, but I think Pham thought it was. Again, I don't know if it was or not, but Tommy felt like something was towards him." Did Jake Rogers think the ejection was warranted? Quote, "they threw him out, so I guess so."
Yeah, I wouldn't expect Jake to throw the home crowd under the bus.
Also didn't want to throw security under the bus either. Right. He just kind of wanted to not be a part of this conversation. But when he says just general yelling, I'm sorry, buddy. Like, you're going to get heckled at a ballpark.
Yeah, when you're on the road, it's going to happen. And it happens more in baseball simply because, one, the players are a lot closer and there's more downtime. There's more time where there's not cheering. And, you know, if you're in the on-deck circle and it's the middle of a, you know, 2-0 count, like, the fans aren't going nuts. And so you can hear those. When we were at the home plate club, which was awesome, and you get a chance to be that close to the guys that are in the on-deck circle, you are right behind the catcher, and you do feel like you have the ability to actually speak to them.
There was the guy wearing the Rasheed Wallace jersey who was heckling every single guy who was waiting to hit for the Padres that day.
Cut-off sleeves guy.
Yeah, you know the guy. You know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I got no issue with that. Like, I know you guys have given me a hard time for the whole booing children. Like, to me, it's a razzing that takes place at sports.
And even in that interaction, we weren't the ones that were, you know, obviously heckling.
No.
But when there was interaction, because the guys in the on-deck circle, and I think one of them was Manny Machado, and there were a couple of guys where they would smile at something that was said.
Right.
Now, it doesn't invoke anything more than, you know, maybe he keeps saying what he's saying and he's giving them a hard time before they go to the plate. But even that reaction, that smile, acknowledged that he could hear that fan.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden that fan keeps going. Whereas if there's no interaction, as soon as they take the plate, he moves on to the next guy in the on-deck circle to see if he can get a rise out of him.
Tech says, "I don't care what the fan said. Guys make millions. Brush it off."
Well, I normally would agree with that. Unless there is race involved or it's a threat.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that is where... But then it also justifies you go to security, you get the umpire, you get those that can do something about it and get the fan removed.
Look, there are ballpark rules, and what needs to happen in that spot is if someone's using horrific racist language or making out and out threats, there is security at the ballpark.
Yeah.
The security will handle it. You do not go in there and handle it yourself. So I think that's what it comes down to, is if a line was crossed, and again, we don't know what was said because no one will cop to what was said. So absent, like, I don't want to defend the fans too much because it'll come out that they said something horrible and then I look stupid. Mm-hmm. But absent of knowing that there was a threat or some derogatory language, racist language, play ball, buddy. You're a major league ball player. Let security handle it if someone's being unruly. If someone's been sauced up for 19 innings of baseball and they're doing stuff they shouldn't be doing, the ballpark will take care of it. You don't need to be pointing out fans to get them tossed. You don't need to be swinging at fans from the bullpen either.
Well, I have no issue if whatever it was. I think the way that Pham handled it was much better than Santana.
Well, yes.
And so, yeah, if somebody is saying something that is so offensive that they should be removed, then, yeah, you point them out. And then you let security handle it, which is the way it was done. The issue that Santana had was he took a leap and swing.
Can't do it. 248-539-9797. Checking in with fans. Four ejected yesterday, two separate incidents, long day at the ballpark with a couple rain delays. And hey, look, the managers are getting fired up. AJ got tossed. Something was in the air last night at the ballpark. And we brought up the incident with Dennis Santana swinging at a fan in the bullpen. Fan escorted out. Three dudes behind home plate in those expensive seats, they get tossed. Sure, they're not happy about it. Tommy Pham's pointing them out, saying, hey, these guys are acting up. So we've been talking about heckling and what's fair game and your thoughts on what happened yesterday at the ballpark. John, you had a question for people who are hecklers.
Why do you do it? And like, why is you just simply looking for a reaction? You're looking for an interaction. You want to know that these players, these athletes hear you?
Yeah, that's what they want. They want you to acknowledge them. They want to know they can get under your skin. It's visiting players. They want to feel like they're part of a hostile crowd. We can razz you. Hey, you're 0 for 4. You're swinging it in the dirt. They want to get under the athlete's skin and help their team. I think that's why they do it.
Yeah.
Another motivation is they want to go viral.
Sure.
They went viral.
That's
not our world, John, but that's a lot of people's world.
So as an athlete, and you dealt with this, you can't make their day. You're on the road. They win if you engage. And if you're swinging, you're really in the wrong.
You guys remember about 20 years ago, these fans at the White Sox game were harassing the first base coach for the Royals. His name was Tom Gamboa. And Gamboa flipped them off. And they ran onto the field and attacked him.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. He was all banged up. They got arrested.
Yeah, it's not good.
I mean, that's why the athletes or the managers, coaches should just never respond, because you don't know.
Right.
I'm going to trust that the athlete can keep their cool and just let this go away, versus you don't know what the other person's going to do anymore. I mean, people seem like they're taking chances to do things more than ever and don't care about the consequences.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
No, it's a fair point. You don't know who's over there.
What if that guy in the stands jumped into the bullpen? This was what happened.
He's going to have to take on the entire Pirate bullpen. Probably not a great move by him.
But also security standing right there.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Inside the mind of a heckler, and also the take on what took place. Like, Texter is saying, Cookies, you don't have the right to know what was said in the bullpen. Whatever was said got him worked up so much he wanted to fight. Not cool. Well, I mean, it does matter if he's like, hey, you're a bum, you're no good.
Right.
I mean, that's fair. We don't know what was said. That's why I'd like to know, so I don't defend a racist. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gearing up today to go, hey, the fan's in the right to razz the pitcher. I don't want to defend a racist or someone making vile threats. I don't know what was said. So Dennis Santana, please tell me how he crossed the line so I can understand why you even thought it was an idea in the back of your head to lunge at somebody like that.
Yeah, and again, if it was racially motivated, if there was some type of hate speech other than you're a bum.
But even in that world, just let the security official hook him by the arm and yank him out of the stands.
I agree. And if he is there warming up, like, your focus should be on warming up instead of listening to what is being said. Now, it's not that you don't hear it.
I'm sure you do.
You definitely hear it, but it's the reaction. Don't even start that interaction. Don't acknowledge the fact that you hear it.
The fans behind home plate better have said something horrible, because those seats are expensive. There's no reason that they should have been tossed unless it was bad. signed Roy.
Yeah, again, we have no idea what it was that what was said or done.
Yeah. There's something hilarious that this is coming from a dude who slapped a teammate over a fantasy football dispute. For those that don't know, Tommy Pham harbored a grudge from it was a fantasy football injured reserve spot that was manipulated in his league, so he swung at somebody over it. Texter says his own teammates in San Diego wanted to beat him up. I'm not sure I believe anything he has to say. Everyone has a breaking point, and fans do not have the right to heckle to the point where a player gets angry and wants to punch them. Well, that's the question. But, where is that line?
Yeah, but to me, that's why I asked the question. Like, why do you heckle players?
To get them to that breaking point is why.
Right, yeah. I want to get inside their head.
Yeah, and I'm not someone who does this, but I am for those who do it tastefully. And maybe that's an oxymoron to tastefully heckle, but there is like an art to it, right? Where you are trying to... You are trying to point out when they make a mistake and rub their nose in it a little bit, or the fact that their team's losing, or make fun of their beard or their haircut or something. Like, there's ways to do this. It's an art form, and it's part of being in a visiting ballpark, is the other crowd's going to get on you a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, in terms of things that I was heckled for, obviously when you're an offensive lineman in the NFL, your weight is always an issue, and it's
you get called
never
tubby
been.
And
I mean, that would have been one of the milder
tame
ones.
What they call you? Can you say them on the radio?
Yeah, the dump button. But it's like, okay, be original. Like, I've heard those already.
Yeah,
and it's something that that's not a trigger for me. Somebody could walk up now and tell me, you know, all of those things. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, well, you're probably still not far off, right? I still got work to do. and so it's how you react to those moments and those things. And for the fans, if he's there warming up to go into the game, and now he is distracted by interacting with this fan, he has halted his warm-up. Now all of a sudden, hey, if the bullpen phone rings, and hey, is Santana ready? Is he ready to come in? Oh, wait, no, he's talking to a fan.
He's not in the right headspace.
Right, so, okay, mission accomplished by the fans.
Good job by the fan in that case. Tommy Pham has been on 8 teams the last 3 years. He's already been suspended this year for making obscene gestures towards fans. The dude is mentally weak. I hadn't seen that, the suspension this year for making gestures towards fans. That makes me really think that the guys behind the plate may have been okay. But I don't know why they were escorted out. I don't know why they gave in to this guy who apparently has a history of doing this.
I would expect the security guards to have the resume or the rap sheet of one fam.
Excuse me, explain this. Santana had an interpreter after the game to say someone crossed the line. How did he even understand what the fan said in the first place?
Well, there are certain words that I think cross language barriers.
Yep.
And we all understand them.
And now, who knows, maybe the fan was bilingual.
If Spanish is his first language,
yeah.
If he were to shout obscenities at me using the Spanish language, I probably wouldn't know what he was saying. But I don't think that's necessarily the same the other way around. Here's probably a lot more of the English.
Well, and again, he's in a clubhouse with English speakers, and they may have taught him a couple naughty words. You know, John, you've been in a clubhouse
a couple
before.
Naughty words.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I don't think it's out of the question that he would know what's...
new and inventive ways to use them.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. Texter says, who cares it wasn't a Detroit fan? The three behind the plate were, and the guy in the bullpen area, someone said he had a Tiger hat and a Pittsburgh jersey. I don't know.
Yeah, a little split personality.
What's
there.
Going on there? What else we got here? Gov is right. We're taking more and more chances, ignoring consequences. It's a product of the current society and culture we live in. They should ban doubleheaders. People just get out of control drinking all day. That signed Mike Valeni. Is that actually Mike? No. Okay. Did he have that take yesterday?
That came in from a listener.
Did he have that take yesterday?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, this would all happened after.
But no, right. What do you mean?
Well, he was on in between, but John's right in
terms of... Oh, yeah. Did he? I'm saying he could have made the comment between the two ball games, we shouldn't have doubleheaders.
I might have said it a different time there was a doubleheader.
Oh, okay. I think where they screwed up... The weather did this to them, too. They wanted to do the split games, but then they ran so close together. You had fans probably trying to leave the first game because they didn't have tickets for the second at the same time that people were trying to get in through the gates for game number two. It ended up, It was just a hell of a day yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and again, I just don't understand the I understand the concept of heckling opposing athletes. I get it. I just don't know why you have to go to a certain level to draw a guy to swing on you. Like, to me, there's other things I'd rather be doing in the stands, like actually watching the game.
Right. But it was something, because we had rain to start game one. We had an hour-long delay in game two. We had extra innings. We had a manager get ejected, A.J. Hinch, in extra innings of the 19th inning of a long day of baseball. And you had four fans that left the ballpark with early. the aid of security.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.